My name is Ben. I'm in 8th grade, and I go to the Environmental Charter School. And my passion is culinary arts. Since I was a little kid, I always wanted to cook, but I never thought of it as a career. Now, at the age of 13, in the 8th grade, I've had the opportunity to work with an executive chef in his restaurant multiple times. I've also been a part of the CK Pittsburgh Junior Chef Competition, Project Lunch Tray. Project Lunch Tray is a competition for kids who want to cook and who are interested in cooking, and I had the opportunity for my lunch lady, Kelsey Weisgerber. I have a quick quote, and it's, "Cooking's like skiing. If you don't fall at least 10 times, you're not skiing hard enough." Guy Fieri.
My name is Emma.
And my name is Tehala. We're in the 8th grade, and we go to the Environmental Charter School.
So this is a story that was written by us called Dumb Also Dumb, Dramatic and Stupid, and this is the third part of it, and it's just a little excerpt.
Over the years, this was written for our puppetry and creative writing classes. "Are we ready to go?" screams Peanut as he lugs his bag down the stairs, weighed down with knitting needles, a swim cap, peanut chunks, and chess for dummies.
"Almost," shouts Dim and Wit upstairs with Stupid.
Three thuds go down the stairs, one after the other.
"Stupid, you okay?" asks Sasha from upstairs.
"Yes, I'm fine. That was just my suitcase and my kids."
"All right," says Sasha distantly.
When Stupid's suitcase reaches the bottom of the stairs, it pops open to reveal a set of 1,000 paper plates from Costco, a 128 count of crayons, a blowtorch, a wooden mallet, a light bulb, and a peacock.
"Why do you need all that?" asks Nico, annoyed and confused.
"Because, puppy, what else would I need to find my little itty?"
My name is Jacob. I'm in 8th grade, and I go to the Environmental Charter School. This is the ECS Pledge. As an ECS student, I believe in myself and my ability to do my best at all times. For every minute, every day, I'll be safe, I'll be respectful, I'll be accountable.
I'm in 8th grade, and I go to an Environmental Charter School. My name is Kylie, and throughout my years at ECS, I got in trouble for a lot. Not by doing bad things, it was because of my gum addiction. I managed to get caught with gum in my mouth every day in nearly every class since 2nd grade. I don't know if it's because I chew like a cow or made noises like...
My name is Layla. I'm in 8th grade, and I go to the Environmental Charter School. I think this quote is a really funny quote that I like. If you see the light at the end of the tunnel, it's the light of an oncoming train.
My name is Nadia. I'm in 8th grade, and I go to the Environmental Charter School. My first year experience at ECS was entering the 8th grade. I was kind of nervous, and what was a very big change for me, leaving a school that I attended from K to 7th grade. The process of me learning what they do and how they do it was difficult, and I overcame it, and I'm just happy that I went to the school and learned some new experience, and now I'm graduating. Here's some advice if you are first year at ECS. It really isn't that hard. You may have to just get used to the routine and the changes, but there's people who will help you along the way, and once you have that support, you'll feel comfortable. And you may feel uneasy, but as the year goes on, you will learn new things, and especially you'll be out in the environment.
My name is Mike.
And I'm Noah.
We are in the 8th grade, and we go to the Environmental Charter School.
Me and Mike are going to dribble the ball and shoot some baskets.